In the American War on Terror, we hear a lot about Afghanistan and Pakistan. We hear just about nothing about the Horn of Africa. Somalia has been in the news recently because of stories of piracy on the high seas. U.S. forces view the country as a front in the War on Terror. Paul Salopek is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, and he just recently returned from the region. He writes in the Chicago Tribune about the U.S. role in Somalia, which has been buffeted by war for years. I asked him if American policy has contributed to the chaos in Somalia.
Well, I think, according to my own reporting over the past year and all the experts that I talked to, and certainly the Somalis on the street, the answer is yes. We tacitly supported an invasion of Somalia in late 2006. To topple an Islamist movement called the Islamic Courts Union, which was a Taliban-like movement, ostensibly had ties to al-Qaeda, at least some extremist elements within its ranks. And what it was supposed to be is an Iraq-like invasion that would sweep this movement out of power, which it did very quickly. But what's happened over the last 2 years is that policy seems to have backfired. We now are ending up with a country that was a failed state to begin with the Islamists now on the rise. They're roaring back with a vengeance, having taken the southern part of the country and now are on the outskirts of Mogadishu.
Now, you visited Somalia. You spent a good deal of time there. What did you see on the ground there in terms of U.S. involvement?
On the ground, U.S. involvement is invisible. That's what's one of the most frustrating and difficult things to grapple with as a reporter in Somalia, because we simply aren't there. We got our fingers burned in 93 and the notorious, quote-unquote, Black Hawk Down incident, when the U.S. joined a U.N. peacekeeping mission and 18 U.S. Service people ended up getting killed. So the U.S. basically backed away and said, look, we're going to do this long range. We're going to do it sub rosa, if you will. So in a large part, it's a covert war. We have killed a major Islamic militant in May of this year. The other five missile strikes that I know of, it's very difficult to say who was killed and who wasn't. The end result is that we have a more polarized, more radicalized insurgency than we did 2 years ago.
The U.S. is using another strategy or other tactics in other parts of Africa, a strategy that has had some degree of success in Iraq, and that's trying to go after hearts and minds by offering a carrot instead of a stick, by being involved more in more philanthropic work on the ground. Is that the kind of strategy that might be used in Somalia?
Michelle, you put your finger on the yang side of our yin-yang project, where Somalia is kind of the dark scenario, sort of the military involvement that has gone awry. On the other side, the Pentagon and the State Department have tried implementing a whole new approach, not just to Somalia, but to the entire continent of Africa. In October, they set up this historic new Africa Command. It's called AFRICOM. It's the first new Pentagon geographical military command in many years that focuses specifically on how to protect U.S. security interests on the continent. U.S. soldiers are being deployed, particularly to the Muslim north of Africa, to do work that would normally be associated with aid agencies like USAID. So you have soldiers in uniform building schools, repairing clinics, vaccinating nomad cattle even. This is a laboratory for a new soft power approach in the post-Bush years for trying to tamp down terrorist problems before they occur. In other words, prevent recruitment by helping vulnerable Muslim populations such as those in northern Africa.
When most Americans think about the global war on terrorism, they often think of al-Qaeda. But when you're talking about Muslim militants in Somalia, are you talking about a shade of al-Qaeda or a completely different strain that could pose a completely different threat to the U.S. or the rest of the world?
It's both. If you take the intelligence information that's available in open sources as well as talking to people behind the scenes, there are allegations that actual al-Qaeda operatives, people associated with bin Laden, are taking refuge in Somalia today because of its lawless condition. It's a refuge. Who are the rest of this? It's an alphabet soup, an abecedarium of militant groups, all of them homegrown. The problem, Michelle, is this, is that over the last 2 years, with the perception of U.S. tacit involvement in this obscure conflict, it has given the hardliners, the people who associate themselves with al-Qaeda, a bigger megaphone than the local homegrown militants. So what's happened unintentionally is that, in fact, it's become more polarized, And that is one of the tragedies of this crisis that's going on there.
Paul Salopak is a reporter with the Chicago Tribune. He's been speaking to us about his three-part series examining America's hidden military operations in Africa. Paul, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.